Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Erevin Davav, and we're starting about a third of the way in at the beginning of the line with the words Rav Zeir B'Shem Rav Chizda, and in the Vilna Sforza Daf, it's on Vav Amud Aleph about halfway through. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing the Kaira that's being matter the Mavoi. Rav Zeir says B'Shem Rav Chizda, you say this Hayotz is Mikosla Mavoi. We have pegs coming out of the walls of the Mavoi. It's not in the actual entrance way itself. They're popping out of the wall of the Mavoi, facing the Rosh Hashanah. Basically, they're sticking out into the Rosh Hashanah. Whatever Gemara you're using, probably is going to have some sort of picture. Reb Chaim has a picture here. The Karban Eda has a picture. Art School has pictures. And you can see from those what we're referring to. What's the din? Adam Nais and Alayna Sakaira. A person could place a Kaira on top of these pegs. Umater Samavoi. And that matters the Mavoi. Vehain Shiyu Besuch Shlesh Lekai Samavoi. It just has to be this within three tfachim of the walls of the Mavoi. And then we say Lavod. As we've already said before many times, Lavod closes gaps. And therefore, this would be a proper Kaira, kashering the Mavoi. Now, Train Amurayim, there's Machlaikis Amurayim. Chad number one says, Vehain Shiyu Berias Kidei Lekabel Sakaira Veriche. Now, these pegs have to be strong enough in order to be able to hold not only the beam, but also the half brick. Machan Amar, the other one says, Afilu in Abrias Lekabel Sakaira Veriche. Even if it's not strong enough to hold the beam and the half a brick, that's not a problem. This refers to a din that we're going to soon see in the Perek, that the car that's being used to mate the Mavi has to be strong and solid enough to be able to put half of a brick on it. And that's what this Machlok Samarayim is, that these pegs that we're putting the Kaira on, do they have to be strong enough to hold not only the Kaira, but also the brick on top of it? According to the first Mandamar, yes. According to the second Mandamar, no, because we don't actually have to put a brick on top of the Kaira. The Kaira just has to be strong enough to hold the brick. But since no physical brick is being placed on the Kaira, therefore the pegs that are holding the Kaira don't have to be strong enough to hold the Kaira and the brick. But now Rav Zeir asks a more fundamental question. Tachsa Kaira Asru Matras HaMavoi, underneath the Kaira itself would be Asru to carry. And you're saying that a Matras the Mavoi, the reason why you can't carry under the Kaira according to Rav Zeir, is because it's in the Rishus Rabim. And so how could this Kaira itself matter carrying in the Mavoi if you can't even carry underneath the Kaira? So Amra Vachabar Yila, he tells us, Volambaloi, why not? What's the problem? Blashachan and Kenal de Shmuel, don't we see the same thing by Shmuel? Damar Shmuel tells us, Tachsa Kaira Asru Umatras HaMavoi, the carrying underneath the Kaira is Asru, but that permits the Mavoi. And that's because we look at the inner edge of the Kaira, the one that's facing the Mavoi, as if it's going all the way down, sealing off the Mavoi, and therefore, one's still allowed to carry within the Mavoi, just not underneath the Kaira. And we see this from the following. There, Zeir says, B'Shem Shmuel, Tachsa Kaira Ubein Lechayayim Nidan Kiskupa, underneath the Kaira itself, and in between two lechis, that's what the word Lechayayim means. We have one lechi on this side of the entrance, another lechi on the other side of the entrance, in between those two lechis, and again, underneath the Kaira, that's like an Iskupa. An Iskupa is a little platform outside the front door of a house. They have the same exact din. Rav Zeir just asks on this din, Kahai de Iskupa, what type of Iskupa are you referring to? Kiskupa Mutaris or Kiskupa Asura? Like an Iskupa that's permitted to carry on, or an Iskupa that's Asur to carry on? And on Rav Zeir, he continues, Adonat Haman, when I was over there in Bavel, Itzrichali, I had this question, but Bakad Slikas Lahacha, when I came up to here, once I got to Eretz Yisrael, Shamas Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, I heard Rabbi Yosef say the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Eskupa Gavaya Asar of Ein Ruchav Arba. The main focus here is that it's Ein Ruchav Arba. This is Skupa that's not four tfachim wide, Mutilakan, Uvad Shalom Yachlef. This is din that we had in Mesechus Shabbos, that something which is not four by four tfachim is considered a Makkim Ptur. It's not a Rosh Hashanah or a Rosh Hashanah or a Carmelis. It's a completely potter place. It's called this Makkim Ptur, and therefore, Lichat Chila, one is allowed to transfer from Rosh Hashanah onto this Makkim Ptur, or from Rosh Hashanah onto the Makkim Ptur. As long as he doesn't switch, he can't go from Rosh Hashanah to the Makkim Ptur, and then from there to the Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa. And that's what we're saying, Tachas HaKaira is, it's like an Iskupa, it's a Makkim Ptur, and therefore one actually would be allowed to carry directly underneath this Iskupa, and there's no problem. Now, Arv Mana Kumi Rabbi Yasi, Rav Mana said in front of Rabbi Yasi, Chami Ma Amar, see what he said. Loi Amar, he didn't say, El B'Sha'ein Sham Roi Chavarba. That's only if this Kaira is not four tfachim wide. Avol Yesham Roi Chavarba, Asura. That's Mashma, that if the Kaira is four tfachim wide, then it's usher to carry underneath it because it's not considered a Makkim Ptur anymore. And then we go back to our original issue. How could it be that we're not allowed to carry underneath the Kaira, but we are allowed to carry in the Mavoi because of the Kaira? So Amalei responded to him, Vadoya Amaltara. That's an Amaltara. We already had this Amaltara term before, which is basically a wide board that's used as a roof. And so if you're telling me that the Kaira is four tfachim wide, that's an Amaltara, that's a roof board. And Ilu Amaltara, Shemen Amutaras, if it's Amaltara, is it not permitted? We already said that even according to the Chachamim, if we have an Amaltara, we apply P. Tikra Yard Vesaisim, and therefore it's considered like we have a wall going down, sealing off the Mavoi, and therefore Manushach, there's no problem with this Kaira. If the Kaira is narrower than 4 Tvachim, it's considered a Makkim Ptur, and we're allowed to carry under it, and it matters the Mavoi. And if it's wider than 4 Tvachim, then it's just an Amaltara, we apply P. Tikra, and we're still allowed to carry under it and in the Mavoi. So there's no issues. Now we continue discussing this Vavon Beis, Reb Zeir Amar Shmuel of Reb Yechanan, Reb Zeir B'Shem Shmuel, and Reb Yechanan argue about this. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Tachsa Kaira Aser, the one is not allowed to carry underneath the Kaira, whereas Reb Yechanan Amar, he says, Mutter, one is allowed to. What's their machlaikas? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we take the outer part of the Kaira, the part that's facing the Rosh Hasharabim, and that's where we draw our Heker or our Mechitza from, and therefore underneath the Kaira is considered inside the Mavoi, and one's allowed to carry under it. Where Shmuel holds that we only take the inner part of the Kaira, the one that's facing the Mavoi, that's what's being drawn down or what's being used as the Heker, and therefore one's not allowed to carry under the Kaira, because that's actually considered Rosh Hasharabim. However, HaKol Maiden, everyone agrees, Al Bein L'Chayayim Sha'asar, that in between two Lechis is Asar to carry, and that's because both Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel agree that it's the inner part of the Lechi, the one that's closest to the Mavoi, that's what's providing the Heker for the people in the Mavoi, and therefore one's only allowed to carry up until that point of the Lechi and not beyond it. And V'tani Kanan was actually taught this in a Braisa, Mavoi Ha'asi L'Chayayim L'Chayayim, a Mavoi that has many Lechis in it, basically instead of just placing one Lechi on either side of the entranceway, they put a number of them, one Lechi, and then a little bit later another Lechi, and then a little bit on another Lechi, going into the Mavoi a significant distance. So Im Yesh Bein Zulu Zuar Bat Tfachim, if in between each Lechi there's four Tfachim, Metalton Arachitzoin, so then all the people in the Mavoi are allowed to carry up until the outermost Lechi, and that's because we don't pay attention to all the other ones. And just as a side point, this is according to the Man D'Amar, who holds that Lavod is four Tfachim, not three. Now Vimlav, but if not, if there's less than four Tfachim in between them, Metalton Arapanimi, then they're only allowed to carry up until the innermost Lechi, and that's because it's all considered like one Lechi. As we just said, this would be Lavod, it closes gaps, it's all like one big Lechi, therefore they're only allowed to carry up until the innermost one, which is the furthest away from Rosh Hasharabim. Now Rabban Gisar and Sebishim Rav Akva, the Bishain Achitzin Oidef, that's only if the outer Lechi is not any wider than the other ones, meaning it's not jutting out more into the Mavoi than the other ones, and they're all the same size. Avom Hayachitzin Oidef, but if the outermost one, the one closer to Rosh Hasharabim, is jutting out more into the Mavoi than all the other ones, then Metaltan Adachitzin, they are allowed to carry up until the outer one, even though there's less than four Tfachim in between all these different Lechis, and that's because since the outermost one is jutting out more than the rest of them, it's clear that that's the main Lechi, and the other ones are just there for whatever, perhaps style or something else, but they're not counted as a Lechi that's being mata this Mavoi. And now Talacha Beis continue to discuss, up until now, we've been saying that it's okay to fix up a Mavoi with either a Lechi or a Kaira. The rest we're going to see here is actually a Machlokes. The Mishnah tells us, Hechshir Mavoi, how are we Machshir Mavoi? Beshamer and Beshamer says Lechi veKaira, that both of these things have to be placed there, a Lechi, the side post, and the Kaira, the crossbeam on top. Or as Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel says, Oy Lechi Oy Kaira, either Lechi or a Kaira. Now Rabbi Lezer tells us, L'chayayim, we need to have two Lechis. And Mishom Rishmol, Amr Talmud Echel, Fnei Rabbi Kiva, and Nei Rabbi Shmol, one Talmud said in front of Rabbi Kiva, Lein Echel Ku Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel, Amavoi Shu Pachas Marba. Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel, don't argue regarding a Mavoi, which the entranceway is narrower than four Amas. Shu B'Lechi Oy B'Kaira, both of them agree that we could put either a Lechi or a Kaira there, meaning Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Hillel. V'Ama Nechel Ku Zuwasa Machlaikes, Al Reichel Marba Amas V'Ad Asar. If it's any wider than four Amas, up until 10. Shu Beis Hillel, Amrim, it's here where Beis Hillel says Lechi V'Kaira, whereas Beis Hillel, Amrim, they say Oy Lechi Oy Kaira. Now Amr Rabbi Kiva says Al Zeb Al Zeh Nechelku. No, they argue in regards to both. So our quotes of Mishnah Hechshir Mavoi V'Chulu, and the question is Mal Chayayim. When Rabbi Lezer says we have to have two Lechis, what's he commenting on? Is he saying L'Chayayim V'Kaira Ki Beishamai, that he's expanding Beishamai Shita, though it's not just enough to have a Lechi and a Kaira, we have to have two Lechis and a Kaira? Or is he saying L'Chayayim V'Loi Kaira Ki Beis Hillel, that we need to have two Lechis without a Kaira like Beis Hillel? In other words, Beis Hillel says we have to have either a Kaira or a Lechi, and Rabbi Lezer is commenting that if you're not going to be using a Kaira, you have to use two Lechis and not just one. So that's the first question in Shitas Rabbi Lezer. The second question is regarding Machlokes later on between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon, how wide a Lechi itself has to be. Rabbi Yossi says it needs to be three, and the Rabbanon say it could be a Kol Shehu. And so that's a question over here as well. Shloisha Ki Rabbi Yossi, does Rabbi Lezer hold that these Lechis need to be three Tfachim wide like Rabbi Yossi, or Kol Shehu Ki Rabbanon, does he hold they could be just a little bit like the Rabbanon? And the answer is, Shmuyin Adal, let's learn from the following. Mazer Halcha Rabbi Lezer, Eitzor Rabbi Yossi ben Prua Talmidei Lu'ovlin. There's a story that Rabbi Lezer went to Rabbi Yossi ben Prua, his Talmud, this was in a place Ovlin, Bereu Mavoi Yachad, his Talmud showed him Mavoi, Belohe by El Lechi Echad Bavad. It only had one Lechi there. Amr Lois, Rabbi Lezer told him, Asa Loi L'Chayayim, you gotta make two Lechis. So Amr Lois, his Talmud asked him, Ma'at Amr Li L'Saismai, what are you telling me, to close it off? I'm supposed to put two Lechis here? So Amr Lois told him, Yisasim, yes, you gotta close off the Mavoi. Vechi Ma'ri'iyah Rishus L'Shabbos Lavoi L'Kan. What do you see over here, making this as Rishus for Shabbos, to allow one to carry within this Mavoi, if you don't have two Lechis blocking off the entrance to this Mavoi? You gotta have two Lechis. Now, what do we learn from this conversation? Hadamar, this tells us at least the answer to one of our questions, Shloisha Ki Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lezer holds that a Lechi has to be three Tvachim wide like Rabbi Yossi. Because in Tamar Kol Shehu Ki Rabbanon, if you want to say the Kunch Rabbi Lezer, a Lechi only has to be a Kol Shehu, a thin little piece of wood, like the Rabbanon hold, Kol Shehu Saisem, does a Kol Shehu close off a Mavoi? That's Rabbi Lezer's Talmud asked him, what do you want me to do? Put two Lechis up and close the Mavoi off? Now, you could only say that the Mavoi would be closed off if the Lechis that are being put up are three Tvachim wide, not if they're a Kol Shehu. So it must be that we at least see from here that according to Reb Elazar, a lechi has to be 3 tefachim wide. Now going back to the Mishnah, where we had this machlokes between a Talmud who said something in front of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva himself had told us that the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel of whether we need a lechi and a kaira, or just a lechi or a kaira, is no matter what the width of the mavi is. Whereas the Talmud had said in front of Rabbi Akiva that the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is only with a mavi that's wider than 4 amos, but if it's narrower than 4 amos, both Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree that it can be just a lechi or a kaira. So now the Gemara tells us, Tani, Brisa teaches, Malachik Dibra Talmud, that lach is like the Talmud, not like Rabbi Akiva. But now the question is, the loichin, if not for this Brisa, Manan Omen, what would we say? Kibbe Shammai, that we pass like Beis Shammai, Vyesh Alacha Kibbe Shammai, Vlach Beis Hillel, is Alacha like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel? Basically, what we're asking is that by us saying that the halacha is like this Talmud, we're saying that the halacha is like Beis Shammai, because the only difference between the Talmud's understanding of Mishnah and Rabbi Akiva's is in Shita's Beis Shammai. So by saying that the halacha is like the Talmud, that means we're going like Beis Shammai, but that doesn't make sense. We don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So what are we saying? Oh, the halacha is like this Talmud. It's not teaching us a chiddush. Anyway, we paskin like Beis Hillel. And the answer is there's a totally different reason why we're saying the halacha is like the Talmud. El rather, begin to tani, since we have a brisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel tells us, Zayin Amar Alpha on the top, Mavi She'in Boy Arba Amos, that's a proper girsa, that a Mavi that's not 4 Amos wide, Ein Oitzarech Kaira, it doesn't need a Kaira at all, it doesn't need anything. So that's why recording this brisa, the halacha is like the Talmud, namely that we do not paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and that even if the Mavi is narrower than 4 Amos, everyone, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that it needs at least a lechi or a kaira, and it's not permitted with nothing. So now the question is, Dibur Chachamim, what about Chachamim? Meaning, what about Shitas Tana Kama in the Mishnah? What does he hold of this case of a mavi which is not 4 amos wide? So Chachamim says, B'shem Rav, there was a Tana Kama Shita, mavi shubachas me'arba amos, ein yitzarech klum. A mavi which is not 4 amos wide does not need anything, but again, we just said that we do not paskin like this. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel, going on to discuss the details of the kaira, which is mata the mavi. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.